Hello and welcome to She Talks, the radio show making a difference in communication. So get in on the conversation. I'm your host, Ruby Johnson, the Lady Tuesday of Real Talk. Y'all ready to get real? Well, I am. So let's get this show started. Hello, everybody. This is Ruby Johnson, the Lady Tuesday. We have a very special, talented, and busy woman with us today, Miss LaTonya Moore. She's a speaker, author, coach, radio show host, attorney, and the list goes on and on. Now, while everybody else is talking about Black Lives Matter, and some folks talking about All Lives Matter, this lady has started a movement of her own. It's called the She Matter Movement. Now, before we introduce her, we're going to take a quick commercial break, but you have to come back to find out exactly what is involved with She Matters Movement. So let's stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do you have your own radio show or aspire to have your own? Legacy Radio Network has opportunities for you to host your own show and to broaden your audience. Like us on Facebook and get connected to the legacy.
Hello, this is Ruby Johnson, the Lady Tuesday of She Talk Radio and Television. And as you know, I speak out against domestic violence on my show. Well, I've been given this privilege on another platform. I will be the guest speaker at the 3rd Annual Celebrity Purple Raindrops and Masquerade Ball. This event will benefit and honor domestic violence victims and survivors. Come out and show your support on October 15th at 6:30 p.m. at the Cleveland L. Dennard Conference. Let's be a symphony of voices against the violence.
Join us this Saturday, October 1st from 10 to 6. Music and Arts on the Plaza, live music and entertainment, blazing the stage, and an exhibit of art and fine crafts throughout O'Neill Plaza, historic downtown Douglasville. This artistic weekend benefits Beyond the Front Porch's mission to bring back the experience of educational field trips to our school-age children by offering monthly day trips throughout Georgia, Alabama, and Tennessee. For more information, contact us at www.musicandartsontheplaza.com.
Four women share the buck-naked truth to the world and free themselves of the burden and the bondage that well-kept, deep, dark secrets create. She Talk Radio presents The Buck-Naked Truth every first Sunday, 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Don't miss a show, and please, tell a friend. Hello. If you've just joined us, you listen to She Talk Radio. Get in on the conversation. Hello, everybody. We have Miss LaTonya Moore with us today. LaTonya, welcome to She Talk Radio. How are you?
I am doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
I am so glad that you are able to join us today. We are so interested in the things that you're doing. In particular, we're going to start off with the things that really set a tone with me. You know, a lot of people are talking about Black Lives Matters, and then a lot of people are talking about All Lives Matters. But before we get into your movement, the She Matters Movement, I want you to introduce yourself briefly and then tell us what She Matters Movement is.
Well, thank you so much. Like you mentioned, my name is LaTonya Moore. I am an attorney and kind of doing a little transition with that. I'm getting more into international business. I am a speaker. I've written in a couple of books. I host a radio show and a podcast called Real Perspectives, and just really just excited, you know, to be here today. The She Matters Movement, or the She Matters Ambassadors Movement, is really about improving the lives of women and girls on a global stage. And so our three prongs are educate, collaborate, and liberate. We believe that there's a lot of education that has to be had, not just for women, but also about women. And so what we've been fortunate enough to do is to make a lot of connections here and abroad that really is making the world a smaller place. And we're all coming together to make sure that our ladies and our girls are just taken care of. They're fortified. They're stronger. Again, that's educate and collaborate. And we believe that once you do all of that, you have the opportunity to help women and girls be set free. And that's what we're trying to do with the She Matters movement.
Wow. I like that. And I understand, if I'm correct, that you also, your movement reaches out into Africa. Is that true?
We have one of our ambassadors is in Lagos, Nigeria, which, just to put that in perspective for you, Lagos itself, I believe their population is between 8 and 9 million people. So it's like the New York City of Nigeria. And so you're talking a lot of folks. We're very fortunate to have her. Her name is Alex Okorji. She is not just any person. You know, she is a media personality. She's a famous actress there. And she's right there in the trenches with us, helping us to spread the movement internationally.
Wow. Okay. I am definitely impressed. And how does one become an ambassador for the She Matters movement?
So the way that it's set up right now is, in the U.S., I've kind of taken the country and broken it down into 10 regions. And that's just geographic locations. And each one of those regions will have a main ambassador or our main point of contact there. Within that, the goal is that we will build ambassadors, you know, at least one in each state, so that we can have representation everywhere. And we're going to have that same model in our international for our international ambassadors. Now, right now, the way to become an ambassador, you can reach out to us, you can express your interest. And what we ask is that we are looking for people that have already shown a commitment to improving the lives of women and girls. And we keep it that broad because of when you improve the lives of our women and our girls, you really ensure a strong, positive future for everyone, because we are our mothers, we are our sisters, we are our daughters. And so you can just reach out, let us know what you're doing, and depending on what it is, we will certainly take that into account. And then at that point, you can become an ambassador.
All right, okay. And you also have another side of that. There's a role that's called a partner. Now, what's the difference between a partner versus an ambassador? Why would one choose to be a partner as opposed to an ambassador?
Well, a partner would be, let's say, for example, there was a nonprofit organization like the Girl Scouts. The Girl mm-hmm. Scouts would join forces with us, and they would become a partner. So typically, it's either going to be an organization or a company, or it's going to be like, for example, men actually have come to me. They love it. But, of course, this is the She Matters movement, and so we do have a few men that are coming on as partners.
I see. Now that makes sense to me. I like that. That may be something that we as She Talk Radio may be interested in joining your organization, because of the fact that, you know, I think our goals and our intent for enlightening and encouraging women are pretty much in line, because what we are trying to do is trying to expose young girls. We have our Girl Talk program, in which we allow girls to get involved with current events and to be able to become correspondents, right, as far as the events that are going on within their own community. That would encourage young girls to know what's going on, as opposed to sitting back watching things happen. They can report what's happening. And
oh,
also with so it's like an intern program where they're going to be learning a skill that they can probably take somewhere with them in case they want to take it further. Or I think it teaches them to, encourages them to be mm-hmm. more verbal, to be more mm-hmm. outspoken, and share their opinion. Because we at She Talk Radio, we're very opinionated. And being opinionated is not necessarily a bad thing all the time. You know, it could be a good thing that you have your own mind, your own way of thinking. So that's why we're training these girls to open up and share themselves verbally with people to let folks know how they think, how they feel, and that there's no right or wrong. It's just how you feel and what you think.
And that, you know what, that is so key because what I've noticed when I talk to girls, which is why I really wanted to bring girls into this, is because a lot of times they feel like they're not being heard. If you really think about the thing, you know, this girl, her name escapes me, but it's happened several times where you'll have a young lady that's out at a club or just having a good time and some guy wants her number and she may politely say, I'm not interested. Well, mm-hmm. Now they're dying for not being interested or not allowing. One girl was killed because she was standing somewhere and some guy just decided he wanted to grind all over her and she told him to stop and he shot her. And wow. You're talking about what's happening is girls are now seeing that they just may not have, you know, they're thinking that they may not have control over, you know, over themselves and over their bodies. And for women like you and for women like me that are saying, you know what, not only do you have that, we're going to help you build the confidence to know that you don't have to be an object no matter where you are in the world. You don't have to be an object, and you can assert yourself. And guess what? It shouldn't be negative. It shouldn't be a negative thing. It is a very positive thing for you to not be passive when it comes to your personal space.
Exactly. I agree with you. We have to make sure that some of the events that happen around us does not reprogram us into how we think and we feel, because we do have control over what happens in our, we should have control over what happens in our own personal space. We don't want to lose that, right? You know?
Right.
We want to make sure we continue to propagate that message that we do have rights and we can express ourselves as we feel that we should, despite the messages that are going out there. Because when you have a situation where someone is trying to do harm to you in whatever manner they're trying to do it, and then your right to live is taken from you, it sends out a message. And we don't want anyone to feel that all of a sudden you can't speak your mind for fear of losing your life.
Absolutely. 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 And
so, you know your movement is making more and more sense to me, because I think a lot of times people get caught up in situations that's happening to them and they forget about the fact that we as women, we have a plight too. We still having issues about trying to have equal rights, equal pay, and rights to control what happens to our body. We are still struggling. We are still having problems with the issues where, as a black woman, just because I have a strong opinion and that I am very verbal about how I feel and think, that does not mean that I'm an angry black woman.
Absolutely.
You know? And so we have to make sure that the message still goes forth that we have a right to express ourselves despite what people may think of us. So
oh,
I want all the listeners
to
please let us know what's your website, so that I want them to go and check out all the activities and all the events that you're involved in, because I want to make sure that, you know, people take your organization or your movement seriously, because we need to make sure that we're not lost in the midst of everything that's going on. So there are so many, and I hate to call all the stuff that's going on a distraction, but in some cases, it could become a distraction if it keeps us from moving forward what our goals and our objectives are for women.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, they can visit www.latonyamoore.com. That's www.latanyamore.com. Specifically, the She Matters is www.shemattersTV.com.
Okay. So I understand you are also a speaker.
Yes.
So you have any speaking engagements that you recently had or any that are planned in the very near future, and in what areas?
So I am a speaker for the Purple Promises Domestic Violence Gala, which is going to be held in Columbus, Georgia on October 29th. The organization that is sponsoring that is an organization called Powerful Beginnings, founded by a fabulous, fabulous young lady named Monika Thornton. Again, that's in Columbus, Georgia. It's going to be Saturday, October 29th. It's called the Purple Promises Gala. You can find out. It's all over Facebook. They're doing a great job promoting it. So I'm really excited about it.
Great. I'm going to be – there's a lot of events that's going to be going on in regards to domestic violence. The October is actually the month that we recognize domestic violence. But what I want to say to our audience is that we have to bear in mind that this is something that we should be assisting in every day, because there are every day there are men, women, and children who are a victim to this situation, and we pray that they all become victors. But what we want to do is try and wipe out this epidemic, because that's really what it is. You know, we should not be, we should not have to fall prey to a situation like this. So I'm so glad that you are participating in this event. And what I'd like for you to do for us, LaTanya, is at some point when you get a chance, She Talk Radio allows anyone who is participating in a nonprofit organization or effort, any type of event that is nonprofit, we allow you to advertise for free. There is no charge. So
okay.
If you could get together for me a commercial, no more than 30 seconds, and we can run that for you every time we have our show until your show or your event actually happens. And I understand you're also involved in a lot of other things, which we will get into. But I want to make sure that the audience knows that She Talk Radio is one of the few radio stations that allow you to advertise for free if you are promoting a nonprofit organization or event. So I want you to, you know, get those commercials to me about anything that you're doing, even a speaking engagement that you may have that's helping young girls, or any type of event that's going to promote women to, you know, be aware of what their rights are, to promote them. I want you to give us a commercial so that, you know, maybe those who happen to be in the area where you're doing any type of speaking engagements, maybe they can attend, they can support that event by, you know, whatever, you know, ticket costs are, because I know with these nonprofit organizations, even though there's a charge, this money is going to benefit educating us all. It's going to benefit some of the not victims, because at that point they're going to become victors. So we're claiming that they're going to become victors. So it helps them. It's a lot of different things that this money goes toward helping them doing. Because there's a lot of women out there who are in situations they don't know how to get out of it. But we need to educate them. Nothing is free. So we need to make sure we do our part. Those of us who are victors, help those who are in a situation who needs help. So we appreciate everything that you and people like you are doing when it comes to these types of organizations, because we all need help, believe me. I know I've been there, and I know there's a lot of us out there who have been there.
Definitely.
You're also,
definitely. Thank you so much. The other thing that we're doing is we just released a publication last month called the Ambassador Monthly. And what the Ambassador Monthly, our goal is to further, again, the education, collaboration, and liberation. And we talk about everything from relationships, the current events, to what's going on in the world that affect women. And so we print articles, charge for an initial article to be printed. If someone wants to come on and be a writing partner, we do sort of have a program for that that does require a very small investment. But what we're doing, we combined our September and October issue. The issue is actually going to be released probably in the next couple of weeks, and it is dedicated to domestic violence. And so we have resources in there. We have information. We tell a lot of stories from women around the country that we have interviewed. It's really a very, very heart-wrenching publication, edition, I'm sorry, a very heart-wrenching edition, but it's one of those things that the stories have to be told, and we have stories all the way from our sisters in Africa. We have someone who grew up, I think she grew up in like Guyana or Trinidad or something like that. So there are a lot of different perspectives being told, the perspective of children, the perspective of sisters, the perspective of people that at that in that moment they were victims. So you're going to see a lot that's coming out with that because, again, women, we have to, a lot of times we have a history of some type of abuse that we've had to overcome. And a lot of times what we like to do is we like to help women get to that root cause, because if you can kill the root, you can kill the fruit.
And
if you can kill the root, you can kill the fruit. I always tell even my coaching clients, I always tell them that, I say, because, you know, once we find out what caused this, what's the root, we're going to eradicate that thing, and we're going to set you free from everything that's going on. And so that's really what the focus is of the publication. It is an additional venture, and everyone's like, you're absolutely nuts. But for me, I think, you know, sometimes it's good to just put the stories out there. So that's what we're doing. We're really proud of that. And, again, people can find out all the information they want to know about that. They can find that out on the website, LaTanyaMoore.com, as well.
Okay. That's great. We have what we call the Buck Naked Truth. It's a show about, we usually have about four women who come onto the radio show and they share their stories, because we believe that one of the first steps towards healing is to admit that it happened, you know, and that helps them to break free from some of the issues that they're having as far as trying to move on with their lives. You know, not to say that they're trying to ignore that it happened. What we want to do is we want to acknowledge it. So we have this show called Bug Naked Truth that we have every first Sunday with four women. Sometimes it's some of the same women. Unfortunately, a lot of women have a lot of stories. So you will have women who will basically come on the show more than once to share their story, and then we allow other women to call in to share their story. So I like what you're doing with the magazine. Is this an online publication?
Yes. If you go on our website, if you go to LaTanyaMoore.com, there's a tab that says The Ambassador. When you click that tab, you can actually read it right there. So you can look on the website. You can take a look at last month's issue. The double issue isn't out yet. It won't be released for the next couple of weeks. It is complete. We're just holding it because it's a double issue. And that's going to be up as well.
Okay, fantastic. That's great. That's going to be great. You are also, you've written some books, right?
Yes.
One of them. First of all, how do you find the time to do all this? Because we haven't even gotten to the part that you are an attorney. So,
yes,
but
ma'am.
How do you balance your time to be able to do all of this? You know, even being an attorney is a major accomplishment by itself, and it takes a lot of education, dedication, to be able to do that. But yeah, you're doing a lot of other things. How do you do it, girl?
Well, first of all, thank you so much. You really are so gracious. But I'll say this, it's not all done at the same time. There, you know, of course, you definitely have to prioritize. But for me, the way writing sort of started was just a way to get some personal thoughts out of my head. There are several stories that for many, many years, you know, it wasn't secret, but it was just that, you know, it's, you know, there were things that I'd rather not talk about. And so writing forced it outside, if that makes sense. It forced it out of my head onto at least a piece of paper. And so it actually helped me to go from all these things kind of in my head to now putting them on paper to now helping other people go through that same process and sort of dumping all the trash out so that you can start clean.
Yeah, that seems to be the theme with a lot of women. Not just some folks are not quite ready to talk about it. So I believe that there is healing in writing it down on paper too. I had another young lady on my show. She's an actor and she does a lot of other things. Her name is Shapeer Jones. She's appeared in a lot of movies. And she has had some situations, and her book is called Putting It All on Paper. And I'm starting to see that now, that a lot of women, what they're doing is they're sharing their story in writing. So we cannot discount that as being a way of purging yourselves with the emotions or the anger or whatever comes along with it. I think being able to write it down is therapeutic for a lot of us.
Absolutely.
I think I need to go ahead and start writing too so I can purge some of this stuff out of me, because some of it don't seem to go away. I think that talking about it does help, but I think that writing about it probably does a little bit more for you. It helps.
Absolutely.
I think it's another level. What do you think?
Absolutely. And let me tell you the difference between writing and talking about it. When we relive something as we write it down, it's less of a chance that we're going to hold back, because it's just you and the paper. It's just you and the paper. But when you're in a situation where either you're in front of people, even if it's just you and a therapist, your mind is going to sort of trick you into thinking you should hold back, because that's what you've always done. You've always locked this kind of away in your brain. And so what happens is when you write, you can completely dump it out on paper. You don't have to worry about how it sounds. You don't have to worry about your tone. You don't have to worry about anything. You just get it out. And that's where the release comes from, because you get it out in a raw, authentic type of way without any regard to how it's going to be received, because there's no listener. There's no
hearer.
You're just putting it out there. And so for me, it was like, oh, my gosh, this is what I needed. Because when you get it out, once you get it out and it's raw, you can go through all of those emotions. But you can go through those emotions in a very safe environment. So when you're ready to speak it out and you put it out there, see, you've already gone through the mourning process. You know, you've already gone through those very bad, raw, very hurtful places. You've gone through it already. And so that next time, even if you shed some tears, you're still composed enough where you can be effective to your audience.
I see. I agree with you there. I do agree with you there. You know, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to come back and we're going to tell the audience another major thing that you're doing. But listeners, you're going to have to stay tuned to find out what that major thing is. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a wholesome cultural event for the whole family on a Friday night? Then you need to check out the Spoken Word Experience at Kingdom Cafe, located at 2610 Jefferson Street. This event is every fourth Friday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's an open mic event. No cover charge. Just patronize the restaurant. We need spoken word artists, singers, and even comedians. The next event is Friday, August the 26th. For more information, you can reach out to Taomi Ray at www.facebook.com/Taomi3000. Again, that's www.facebook.com/Taomi3000. 3000.
You've been listening to the She Talk Radio Indie Artist Showcase. If you're enjoying this, you'll enjoy She Talk throughout the week, starting in August. Same number, same time, different day. So get in on the conversation.
Singers, producers, rappers, and spoken word artists, get your 15 minutes of fame on She Talk Radio, the radio show creating the right place and time for indie artists. Contact us at music@shetalkradio.com.
This is Tay Homie Ray, and I'm the host of the Shop Talk segment, the spot where we talk jobs, careers, education, and opportunity. I invite you all to get in on the conversation on Shop Talk, happening every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 5:30 p.m. Central Time. You can call in at 713-955-0481. Again, that's 713-955-0481. Or you can listen on your computer or perhaps your mobile device at blogtalkradio.com/SheTalkRadio. Again, that's blogtalkradio.com/SheTalkRadio. Remember, we have a date every Monday. I'll see you soon.
Hello. If you've just joined us, you listen to She Talk Radio. Get in on the conversation. Welcome back, everybody. We are on the line with LaTanya Moore, and we've been talking about the spectacular things that she's been doing for women and young ladies all over the world. This, what you are doing, is benefiting a lot of people. And because of the fact that we have technology and we can reach out all over the world, we don't have to actually physically be there now. It used to be people used to go out and travel and trek out to way out to Africa and everything, but we can reach out to people all over the world from where we are. And LaTanya, you are doing that on your radio show. LaTanya happens to also be a radio show host. LaTanya, why don't you tell us a little bit about your show?
Okay, so the radio show is called Real Perspectives, and our tagline is we seek real people with real issues for real solutions from real perspectives. And it's an issues-based show. We interview a lot of authors that have really, you know, really great thought leaders, emerging thought leaders, established thought leaders. But we really also tackle some current events and some issues with the big thing about our show is that the goal is that you can agree, you can disagree, or you can agree to disagree, but you have to respect everyone's perspective.
Wow, that sounds so familiar. You know, we're doing kind of the same thing on She Talk Radio. We're allowing everybody to come out and express their opinions. Not everybody agrees because we're all different. But it's okay. It's okay. It makes it interesting. And also, it presents all sides of a story so that our listeners can make the decision for themselves what they decide they're going to live their life by. Is it going to be your opinion, my opinion, or are they going to choose an opinion outside of everything else that's been presented to them? You know, and on She Talk, they can also call in to voice their opinion if they disagree. And at this point, if we have any listeners out there who would also like to tag in and get in on the conversation, you're welcome to join us. Okay. We will move on with the many things that Miss Moore is involved in. You got the right name because the list goes on and on. There's more and more to come, isn't there, Miss Moore? You are, now we mentioned this earlier, that you are also, tell me, oh, before we even move on to your being an attorney, did you mention when your show is held? We want to make sure we tune in.
Okay, so our show actually airs daily at Monday through Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can go to the LaTanyaMoore.com website, click on Radio Show, and you can listen to the most recent show. There's also a link there if you want to check out some of our past shows. You can go right there, and everything's right there on the website.
Okay. Well, you know, you air at the same time we do. We are all in sync, aren't we? 6:30 every day, Monday through Friday. Fantastic. I'm excited about some of the things that we are doing, because it seems like we're all on the same wavelength. I think we all pretty much know what our calling is, and we're all answering that call. You notice that?
Absolutely.
Fantastic, fantastic. So you are, like I mentioned before, you're an attorney also?
Yes.
Okay. What kind of attorney are you? If I get picked up for shoplifting tomorrow, will I be able to call you to bail me out and then defend me in the courthouse?
No. I don't do criminal law. I do primarily business, entertainment. I'd spent a lot of years, or the majority of my career, doing civil rights, primarily housing and employment discrimination. So I still do a little bit of that, but my primary practices are international business and general business law and entertainment.
So the bottom line is you're not going to be able to bail me out. I'm just kidding.
Absolutely. But I got
some time. You know. All right. Okay. I'll make sure I get the referral. That's a joke, guys. I do not shoplift, okay? That's just a joke. I just wanted to bring out, because you know what? People get to talk, and all of a sudden there'll be a gossip, some type of gossip out there about the Lady Tuesday. Ooh, the Lady Tuesday got sticky fingers. She's out there shoplifting and trying to see if she can get an attorney. That is not true, people. That is not true. I do not shoplift. The reason why I brought that out is because I wanted to bring out the fact that you are a different type of attorney. You are not a criminal attorney. You do something different. Okay. I just want to bring that up. And it kind of falls in line with everything else you're doing right now anyway. You know,
yes.
The television, and you produce sitcoms, drama, and films. What made you become interested in the entertainment industry?
It's really interesting. My son has always been kind of in that field. And so several years ago, I started to, you know, educate myself to make sure that he was taken care of with what he was doing, and making sure that I understood the lingo in the industry. And that's where it started. And then when I moved to Atlanta in 2012, I ran across a client who was starting a digital television network for women. The name of the network is called Her2 Media Network. And then I started, and she just started, you know, we started out as business associates. We became friends, and I would tell her a lot of these different stories, law stories, other types of stories, stories about my family, all sorts of stuff. And she was like, you really need to write this down. Like, this really could be a show, or this really could be a movie. And it just sort of started from there. And so on and so forth. And so now we're at the point where we are actually looking to start actually producing other shows.
Okay. Are you also considering possibly producing reality TV shows?
I'm not necessarily looking at producing a reality TV show. But if I had the opportunity, and I think with the right opportunity, I would consider it. I'm not necessarily a big fan of reality TV shows, not because of the TV personalities themselves, but because of the machine behind it. I believe, and this is just my own personal belief, that there are a lot of mischaracterizations of the people on these reality shows. For example, you know, anytime people talk about Atlanta Housewives, to me, it's always something negative. I really don't subscribe to that, and I'll tell you why. I invite anybody to check this after I say this. If you look at every single housewife franchise that Bravo has, Atlanta Housewives is by far the only one where most of the women, if not 100%, all of the women are doing their thing. They're not on there because they're married to some famous man. They're not on there because they had something famous happen for themselves. They are on there because they have built empires just off of who they are and their own drive and determination. Again, for the most part, that's the only housewife franchise that's like that. but they're never viewed in a positive way, number one. Number two, there are at least two other housewife franchises, one New York, one New Jersey, that they're a lot more violent. and they have a lot more issues. So for me, I just make a personal choice not to support anything that's going to, in my mind, create a negative narrative in women, and it's just not true.
I hear you. Now, one of the things that I think people fail to understand is that although they call it reality TV, it's not it's not a good title because it's not really reality. I think what people need to realize that these are shows. There needs to be a disclaimer associated with the show that let people know that this is strictly for entertainment. You know?
Absolutely.
And I think people, and I think that's the part of the glamour or part of the attraction is the illusion that this thing is real. And that when there's a fight, that this thing is real. But what they are forgetting, that drama sells, sex sells. People know what sells, and that's what they introduce into these shows. Whatever is going to make you want to watch it. Now, I watch it. I do. I'm hooked.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? At the same time, I know that this is for entertainment purposes. I'm watching it like I would any other TV show. It's not
Absolutely.
Real to me, okay? So if we all look at these shows with the understanding, and I'm not sure all of the women are intelligent enough to know that this stuff is not real, but if you look at it with the mindset that this is for entertainment, this is just for fun, this is just to watch like I would any other TV show, this is not an example of what a black woman is or was or should be, is just fun. But unfortunately,
okay.
What happens is you have a lot of women who can't distinguish the two because of the show having the name reality TV or the category. I think that's what's throwing a lot of people. But I mean, that's the attraction. They want to believe it's real. They want to believe that Atlanta women are like that, and we're nothing like that. I'm here in Atlanta. I am not like that. You know, and you know what? These women are not really like that. That's not the way they are. It's a show. People, it is a show. You agree with me, LaTonya? It's a show. They're trying
Absolutely.
To sell tickets to the show.
Absolutely.
Remember that, people. It is not real. They are not an example for you to follow. They are not role models. It's a TV show, okay? And I'm not going to blame them. And I agree with you, the fact that they have their own thing going. The reality show is just another platform for them. That's all. That's really what it is. It's another platform for them to sell whatever else they're selling or to branch out and do whatever else new adventures they want to do. I mean, that's just the way it is. I think people need to look at it for what it is.
Absolutely.
Now, you've already mentioned that you got the Purple Promises Gala that's coming about. And I think, is it October
28th?
29th. See, my old age, I just had a birthday the other day. So here's the thing. My old age is getting to me, and I forgot the date already. So I'm glad you reminded us. What we are going to do is we're going to take our last commercial break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to start talking about your favorite thrift finds. You didn't think I was going to notice that, did you? I think it's an excellent idea of recycling clothes. But ladies, you got to tune back in to find out how she's doing it and how good she's looking at doing it too. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Do you know a young person between the ages of 8 and 27 doing great things in the community? Do you think they deserve an award? Why not nominate them for the National Youth Activist Award? Get connected with a community-based organization that has hosted several positive community events across the nation, such as Man Up Against Bullying and Beauty Behind Bars. The annual Youth Activist Awards will be held on Friday, March 27th, 2017 at the Omni Hotel in Nashville, Tennessee. For more information, reach out to the founder, Tiffany Love Harden, at www.manupagainstbullying.org. Again, that's www.manupagainstbullying.org.
She Talk Radio and Television is giving our young ladies a voice to discuss topics of interest to them. The international search is on. She Talk seeks Girl Talk intern hosts from 11 to 25. For details, email girltalk@shetalkradio.com. We're taking submissions now. Hello. If you've just joined us, you listen to She Talk Radio. Get in on the conversation.
Hi, everybody. This is Ruby Johnson, the Lady Tuesday. I am not alone. I have Miss LaTanya Moore with us, and we are talking about some very interesting things. And by the way, we're about to get to something even more interesting. We're about to talk about clothes, and you know how important clothes are to us ladies. LaTanya, tell us about your favorite thrift find. What is this all about?
Oh, my gosh. So I was just talking with someone about this, and I said that I can't remember the guy's name, but I was listening to a podcast, and there was a I think he was like a multimillionaire or billionaire or something, and he was talking about the economics of clothing. And basically what he was saying was that if he spends, I'll just make this up, $1,000 retail for a suit, that suit itself probably only costed between $15 and $20 to make. But by the time it got to him as the end user, it was $1,000. And so I started thinking about that, and I'm like, well, because for someone like me that, you know, I'm out a lot, I do a lot of things, you know, as women, we don't like to wear the same thing twice, especially if we're being photographed.
Exactly.
And so it's like you cannot have this slamming outfit at one event and you're taking all these pictures and you're posting them on social media and everybody's taking pictures of you, and then at an event, even if it's a year later, you don't want to wear that same outfit. So for me, when I thought about the economics of that, I was like, well, it would make more sense to just go and find some really cool stuff at some vintage thrift shop, so that way it wouldn't hurt me if I don't wear something again. And so that's sort of where it came from, at least the thrifting. And then I would have people say, wow, where'd you find that? And I'm like, oh yeah, I'm thrifting. And so it just got to the point where so many people were asking about it, I just started posting on social media, hey, look at my thrift find of the week, and this is what I'm going to do with it. And that just kind of caught on, and I was like, really? And I think the other thing, to be honest with you, I think when people think of lawyers, they think of people that spend a lot of money on clothes, and they think, you know, that I should be posting, I guess, about a $1,000 Chanel suit, which is fine for anyone that wants to do that, but that's not what I do. So that's where it all came from. So it's just something cool and fun for me to do.
Well, you know what? I am in agreement with your way of looking at this thing. I have the same situation. I go to a lot of events, and I do not want to wear the same dress twice. But you know what? I am not a rich woman, okay? I hope to be one soon. But even when I become one, I just don't think I'm going to be spending those thousands of dollars on dresses every time I go to a different event. Now, what I have made is a rule for myself. Now, I don't feel comfortable wearing the same dress even after a year because of the fact that they are taking photos of me, and the last thing I need is for a picture to be up there, and then a year later, I'm in the same dress. That's just the way I can't do it. I have a white dress. I'm still trying to get back in, but I wore it. It's beautiful.
Yes.
I spent a lot of money for it. But I can't bring myself to wear that dress. I'm like, now what in the world am I going to do with that dress? It's beautiful.
Absolutely.
I should have gotten married in that dress, but I can't find a man to get married to. But anyway, but the point is, the dresses that you located are beautiful. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it. And it's going to save a lot of people a lot of money if they take the same approach that you're taking, where you're finding clothes that are appropriate, but you're not paying full price for them.
Absolutely. And I just believe that, I believe you can really look fabulous in anything that you choose. And it's really, for me, not about name brand. Although I will tell you, though, believe it or not, I have found Chanel, I found Vera Wang, I found Brooks Brothers, I found...
What?
Yeah.
Okay, literally. Where in the world are you shopping at? Where are you going to shop? You just going to thrift shops?
I go to thrift shops. I tend to stay away from, and this is no shade, I tend to go to vintage thrift shops. Like, I don't do a lot of, although I will go to, like, the Salvation Army and Goodwill. I don't go to a lot of those. Although I will, I go to other thrift shops. And the reason that I do that, quite frankly, is the prices are cheaper. There's no other reason except it's actually cheaper to shop at some of these other places. But you can definitely find that. And so this is a tip that I would tell anyone who, if you like name brand and you want to thrift, again, Salvation Army, Goodwill, they're all perfectly fine. So I don't want anyone to think that I'm saying don't utilize those, because you can. But what I would say is, think about the area of town, right, with the people who live there that have that income bracket that you would like to wear the clothes. So, like, for example, in the Atlanta area, you may want to be in Midtown. You may want to be in Buckhead. Go to those shops. Go to those consignment shops, because those folks are not going to drive too far to drop off the clothes. You see what I'm saying? They're going to go to the place that's most convenient. So that's what I would suggest for anyone, any of your listeners who are looking to do that. Now, having said that, there are lots of folks that have told me, to be honest with you, they're like, but I just don't know how to find it. I don't know how to look. And it's hard to explain that without sort of being in the moment. So there are some people that, you know, they ask me to personally shop for them and find certain things. You know, I can look at a person and say, you may need this cut, you may need that cut, just because I've been doing it for so long. I have no formal training in that at all. But I do have some folks that's not on a website anywhere, guys. This is just something that it's a hobby that is not on the website. But anyway, I would suggest starting there first, starting in your local community, in an area of town. If it's an area of town where you would like to live when you, quote-unquote, grow up, go to a thrift shop in that area.
Yeah. So I'm heading to Buckhead. I am heading to Buckhead, to the thrift shop, or downtown Atlanta with the high-rises. Find me some thrift shops. You know, I have actually, you know, a lot of the young girls like to wear the jeans with the holes in them. That's what's in style now.
Uh-huh.
And what they like to do is they like to make them, or they buy them, and they're very expensive to buy. And it's like, there's no way in the world I'm going to spend $100 and something for a jean that's already worn out. So what my daughter has done, what we do is we go through the thrift shops, and I've been to the Salvation Army. You know what I noticed? Is that the Salvation Army in one community doesn't necessarily look like the Salvation Army in another community. So I have to agree with you there. It's all about the area of town that you go in. So you need to go where you would want to live, or where those people are living, so you can get your best choices, you know? So you know what
Absolutely.
I like to do? What I like to do is, I mean, if you have time, I know you're an attorney and you got all these things that's going on, but I think that what you're doing is a skill that a lot of us are lacking, being able to go out in thrift stores. I would like to maybe go with you someday, because you're here in Atlanta, aren't you?
Yes.
And let's go Facebook Live. We're talking about in between these 35 things that you already got to do. Okay. So if you ever find yourself to the point where you are available, let's go me, you, and my daughter. My daughter is an artist, Calliope Ray. She performs, and she's always looking for something to wear. it gets expensive, okay? So she likes to thrift shop also. And I'm thinking that maybe one day when you don't have anything to do, I don't have anything to do, and she doesn't have anything to do, I'm not really sure when all the stars and the moon and everything going to line up for us all three to be available at the same time. But when that moment does happen, do you think that we could possibly go Facebook Live and go shopping online?
Absolutely.
Out in the
and, you know,
stores
when
share
when you
with folks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, absolutely. And when you were saying that, I think offline, let's set up a time that we'll talk about it, we'll schedule it, and we can promote it so that if there are other people that want to join us, you know, we can coordinate that and we can just sort of talk about it. But I would love to do that. I think it would be a fabulous
time. That would be
time.
Great.
As you know, I love it. I love it. I love that idea. Thank you so much. I would love to be a part of that. Absolutely.
So what are we going to call it? Thrift Finds on the Move. Something.
We'll call it Thrifty Chicks.
Okay, we'll
thrifty
do that.
Chicks. And, we'll do
chicks.
That's going to be our hashtag.
Thrifty, oh, I can't even say it. It's a tongue twister. Thrifty, okay. Thrifty chicks. Thrifty chicks. And what we're,
yes.
And our plan is that we will, what you're going to do, identify the shops that you normally go to, and then we all end up going there and invite everybody who wants to go, and then we do a Facebook Live. And also, we're going to go radio live, too.
Okay.
And,
I was just going to say, so basically what I think you and I should probably do is come together, nail down the day, and then we'll have some time to promote it and invite whoever else wants to come. I don't think it should be too, like, an open invitation just because, you know, you want to be able to control who's doing what. But I think
right.
we can do some really great things with that. I'd like for us to talk a little bit more offline because I have some other ideas, but I can't commit some other folks that I think may be great, but I can't commit them right now. I think it'd be something great. We could really make this something fabulous. I love it. I love it. Love it. Love it.
I love it too. And you know, we are in Atlanta. It's a lot of women will be able to identify. Well, what we're going to be showing them, because a lot of them are going to a lot of different events and they are spending a whole lot of money. And the last thing you want to do is spend a whole lot of money on something. And because you didn't spend enough money, you end up wearing the same dress as somebody else that's there. Okay?
Yes.
You feel me? I don't want to go anywhere mm-hmm. wearing the same exact dress as another woman. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
if you go through a thrifty shop, the chances of somebody wearing the same thing is going to be slim to none, because what are the odds that they found the same dress at the same place and that we all could afford that particular dress?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so fantastic. We are at 7:28. We have about two more minutes left in the show. Miss LaTanya, I appreciate you being on the show. Is there anything last minute that you'd like to add to your conversation?
Yes. So this is a pre-release, so you guys are the first ones to know about this. We are, the She Matters Ambassadors are coordinating a retreat for next year. We have
Ooh.
A lot. This has been a building block. Year 2016, and so 2017, we're going to be rolling out some major things. Our first major thing was the Ambassador Monthly, which I mentioned previously in this
right.
interview. But next year, we're having a retreat. I'm not at liberty to release the name yet, but I want to let you guys know that the goal of this retreat is to ensure that the way that you come in is not going to be the way that you leave. You are going to leave a better woman than you came in. And so I'll give
the
information to you.
Okay.
We are going to have some scholarships available for people that are working, for example, in the domestic violence arena. We are going to be able to have some registration scholarships. We are working to get sponsors who would be willing to sponsor lodging and food. The one price is all inclusive for absolutely all of the conference activities or the retreat activities, they're going to be, we're going to have an optional business mastermind for women that are building their businesses and nonprofits. We're going to have an optional spiritual event for, because, you know, I realize that, that everyone is not Christian like me. I'm a kingdom girl. I love the Lord. I make no excuses and apologies for it, but I realize that everyone isn't. So we're going to make that an optional event, but everyone is invited. So there's going to be a whole lot going on. We're going to have lunches and breakfasts and workshops. So I'm very, very excited about that. I'll make sure that you ladies know about it. Okay. But again, really, really excited about it. That's going to be in Covington, Georgia. So right outside of Atlanta. Absolutely.
Exactly.
We're so excited about it.
That's going to be perfect. I am looking forward to it. You're going to have to, I'm going to stay in contact with you. I was going to say you stay in contact with me, but no, I'm going to stay in contact with you because you got some things going on. And She Talk Radio and all of our listeners, we want to be a part of that. You know, anything that's about empowering and educating women, we really want to be a part of it. So we're going to stay in contact with you. And LaTanya, we appreciate you coming on to the show. I am so glad. I've had so much fun. I am so excited about the things that you have coming up. I'm excited about Thrifty Chicks. I said it right that time. I'm excited about everything that's going on. So thank you so much. I want to say thank you to all the listeners. Thank you to my LaTanya Moore information chick. You shared so much with us. I feel empowered right now. Okay? And so I want all my listeners to go and check out LaTanya Moore's website. She has a lot of information for you. You definitely want to be a part of that. At this point, we're going to go ahead and say good night. And thank you all so much for listening to She Talk Radio. Take care.
This is Ruby Johnson, the Lady Tuesday of Real Talk. I'd like to thank my guests and you, the listeners. We have just completed another spectacular episode of She Talk, the radio show making a difference in communication. So get in on the conversation.